Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, our guest is Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigawet as we talk about the upcoming tax sale. And Michaela, I appreciate you taking time out with me. Last time we talked was right before the tax deadline. Obviously, that's passed, and now we're moving into a next step of the process. I guess first question is, if there are people out there that have not taken care of their taxes, what do they need to do?
At this point, a lot of people may not be sure whether they've paid their taxes or not. We get a lot of those phone calls every day. You can go out to our website, MarionCountyIowa.gov. There are links to click on Pay Your Property Taxes. You can use that website to check and see whether those taxes are paid or not. If you don't have internet ability or aren't internet savvy, you're certainly welcome to give our office a phone call anytime. We can look up that information for you.
So then once if they do check out and see that they haven't taken care of it, then obviously they would need to take care of those right away. What would they need to do to take care of those taxes, and what is the deadline for them?
Yeah, well, it's kind of go time. It's kind of crunch time for the annual tax sale. That will happen on Monday, June 20th, 2022. It's an online process, so it's really important that folks get in here and pay those taxes before that time. Beginning June 6th, we only accept guaranteed funds. So it has to be cash, money order, certified check, etc. We will accept payments online and in the office until Friday, June 17th. If you haven't paid by that date, it's too late. Your taxes will go to tax sale on the 20th.
And then that moves into my next question. And with the tax sale, it sounds scary. So just what can we do to kind of ease people's minds? And what exactly is the tax sale?
It does sound really scary. However, a lot of people are under the misunderstanding that if their taxes go to tax sale on June 20th, they've lost their property. Obviously, that causes our residents a lot of stress. I don't want that, because that's not actually what happens. What the tax sale is Iowa law allows private investors to bid on taxes at the tax sale. It's a lottery system. So at the tax sale, unpaid taxes are sold to a private investor. And what that does is that automatically increases that monthly interest rate to 2% per month, and it tacks on a $20 certificate fee. As you can imagine, that interest adds up pretty quickly for our residents. We don't like to see our residents pay more money. So if there's anything that I can do to help people get their taxes paid before tax sale, I really encourage people to call me. I encourage people to call me throughout the year. You know, a lot of people that are struggling to pay their taxes, maybe that's embarrassing to them, or they just feel, sometimes I think, avoidant because it's a stressful issue. However, if you call me, sometimes there are things that we can do. For example, even just monthly payments to make that more manageable for you and keep you off the tax sale. That's less money for our residents. That's what we like to see.
So then with the tax sale then, so you said it's a lottery system. So a private investor will come in and purchase someone's taxes. So then that person would then have to pay the private investor to pay off that debt then.
Correct. They do still redeem the tax sale through the treasurer's office. So we will collect payment, and then we turn around and we reimburse that investor.
Okay. So then if it does get to that point, then is there a deadline that it has to be paid off after that happens? Or what's the next step in the process if it gets to a point to where your taxes are bought at the tax sale?
If your taxes are bought at the tax sale, again, you don't lose your property right away. However, there is that risk down the road. After 1 year, 9 months, if that tax sale remains unpaid, then that investor can begin proceedings to acquire the deed to your property. Obviously, we don't want to see that happen. We want to keep people in their homes. So we will do anything we can to help you not get to that point. And something else I like to make sure that people are aware of, keep in mind, we're continuing to bill taxes during that 1 year, 9 month period. So not only do you have the amount of the initial tax sale that is now accruing interest, you've still got additional tax bills that are being you still have additional tax sales being sent. So we just want to make sure that people don't get in that hole of not being able to pay their taxes. So again, I encourage you to call me. If there's a way that I can make it more manageable for you or avenues that we can look at together, I am more than happy to sit down with people and do that.
Well, Michaela, I certainly do appreciate you taking time out with me on this topic. Thank you very much. Thanks to Michaela Bigawet for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.